Now, learning how to become literate with the language of life, our needs, is going to take some practice. We're going to need to practice transforming language which stimulates violence into a language of life. What's helped me over the years to develop more of a language of life and less time of my life being angry and judging other people, what's helped me is an exercise that I do that I will recommend to you. In this exercise, I keep a book with me, something to write on at all times, so that any time I get angry, I write down the stimulus for the anger, because very often at that moment I don't have time to transform the thinking that creates that anger. But I don't want to miss this learning opportunity, so when I get angry at someone, I make a note about what did this person say or do that stimulated my anger. Then, when I have time later on, I then say to myself, now, what was I telling myself that made me so angry? And I become conscious of the thinking that was going on in my head that made me angry. Just that is helpful because it keeps reminding me that it's not the other people that make me angry. It's what I tell myself. And then when I see what I have told myself that makes me angry, I ask myself, now what need of mine was not getting met at that time that was hidden behind the way I was thinking about the person? And then I translate that judgment of the other into a need of mine that wasn't met. And again, as soon as I get connected to that need, I'm in a different world than when I'm up in my head judging people. I like the way Rumi the poet expresses this. He says, there's a place beyond right and wrongdoing. I'll meet you there. And nonviolent communication supports us to live in the place beyond right and wrongdoing, in a place where people see each other's needs and enjoy contributing to each other's needs. But anger tells us that we are thinking in a way that blocks our needs, that blocks our awareness of our needs and the other person's needs. So it can be a helpful friend, anger. We can use it as a wake-up call to identify the thinking that's making us angry and transforming it into an unmet need. Now, when I was first learning how to do this transformation of my anger, it would take me a while, because I was very skilled at judging what's wrong with other people in a way that would make me angry. But I wasn't very skilled at understanding my needs, getting connected to my needs. So it would sometimes be awkward when I was angry, because I would stop right there at that time, take a deep breath, identify the thinking making me angry, connect to the need behind it, and then I would open my mouth. But this would take me some time, and this was awkward in certain situations. For example, one time my oldest son and I were having a disagreement, and this was at a time when I was first learning nonviolent communication, and something he said and the way he said it just really stimulated some anger on my part. So I took a breath, and I saw what I was telling myself that made me angry. I saw the need behind that, and as soon as I saw the need creating the anger, I no longer felt angry. Then, when I opened my mouth, I came out of a different energy than if I had reacted immediately out of the anger. But this was taking me some time. And meanwhile, his friends were outside waiting for him. And he said, Dad, it's taken you so long to talk. I said, let me tell you what I can say quickly. Do it my way or I'll kick your butt. He said, take your time, Dad. Take your time. People who have known me in the days before I learned nonviolent communication are very patient when I take my time. They know what comes out quickly. They're willing to wait to hear what's really alive in me and to hear that life in me described in a way that doesn't imply wrongness on their part. So one way in which we can make our own life much more enjoyable is whenever we are thinking in a way that is causing anger, depression, guilt, or shame, to transform that thinking into what need of ours is being distorted by the thinking that's causing those feelings.